Richard Blanco was the inaugural poet at President Obama's second inauguration. Blanco was the first openly gay poet, the first Latino poet, and the youngest at the age of 44 of the five inaugural poets in American history. Blanco is the author of three poetry collections, including the most recent, Looking for the Gulf Motel, published in 2012 by University of Pittsburgh Press. Blanco writes a poetry of identity that is, in a word, mesmerizing. This is true when he is writing about his Cuban ancestry, for instance, in The Name I Wanted, Richard, Not Ricardo, Not My Nicknames, Born in Spain, Not 100% Cuban, Not Rico, The Name Lupe Wrote on My Desk, branding me as Barry Manilow's Latin lover, in ruffled sleeves, dancing conga at the Copa, Copacabana, all of eighth grade. His authentic voice is equally as mesmerizing when he is writing about his gay identity, such as in Queer Theory, According to My Grandma, that reads in part, never drink soda with a straw, milkshakes maybe, stop eyeing your mother's Avon catalog and the men's underwear and those Sears flyers, I've seen you, stay out of her Tupperware parties and perfume bottles, don't let her kiss you, she kisses you much too much, avoid hugging men, but if you must, pat them real hard, on the back, even if it's your father, must you keep that cat, don't pet him so much, why don't you like dogs, never play house, even if you're the husband, quit hanging with that Henry kid, he's too pale. And I don't care what you call them, those G.I. Joes of his are dolls. Don't draw rainbows or flowers or sunsets, I've seen you. Ultimately, when he is not writing about identity, he is writing about love. Perhaps it is one and the same. Cuba, the land where he was conceived, his family in particular, his mother, father, his aunts, uncles, cousins, and brother, and his chosen family, his partner and his new geography in Maine. Through the poems, we learn that Blanco was a boy who hates being a boy, who loves cats and paint by number sets. Blanco starts one poem with a question. A Cuban like me living in Maine, well, what the hell? Mark loves his native snow, and I don't mind it really. I love icicles, and ends with, I understand why the mountains here are enough. White with snow or green with palms, mountains are mountains, but love is thicker than any country. This is Janet Mason with commentary on queer life and literature for This Way Out.